There we go. Okay. So today is November 18th, 2003, and we're doing lesson number 178 called Lengthening the Arms. So go ahead and lie on your back. Take a few moments to observe your contact with the floor this morning. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And how your legs are lying on the floor. And now bring both arms above you, so they're resting on the floor. And first of all, just observe and notice the relationship of your elbows to the floor. So how much space is underneath the elbows and even into the forearms before your arms make contact again. Now bend your right knee and bring your right foot to standing. Your left leg will remain long. And begin by pushing your right foot into the floor. We've done this many times before. To not only allow your pelvis to slightly roll to the left, but more importantly, you're looking for the trajectory of connecting to the left arm, so that you begin to feel that the left arm elongates up above your head on the floor. And perhaps you even begin to feel how the elbow begins to straighten, or the space underneath the elbow lessens. And as you continue to do the movement, explore the tempo, the pace at which you move. So you can try doing the movement a few times quickly, and then really slow the movement down significantly, so that you're going so slow that you can actually follow in your mind the relationship between each vertebra going up your spine, through your armpit to lengthen the left arm. That's it. Even go slower. That's better. And as we've talked about before, as you go super slow, you can feel on the return how as the pelvis lowers, the pull through the arm. Now begin to allow your head and your face and your eyes to roll and look towards your left arm, watching the fingertips lengthen above you. And you look for the relationship of when to roll the head as you push the foot into the floor. So the timing. Does rolling the head and looking with the eyes change the amount of the lengthening, or how much your elbow flattens to the floor? What's different when you allow the head and the face and the eyes to follow the movement? Come back to the center and let it go and rest on your back. Bring your arms above you again, lengthened up above you. That's it. And now this time you're going to bend your left knee and bring your left foot to standing. And have your right leg long. And begin to push through your left foot now. Again, looking for this idea of the trajectory connecting all the way up through your right arm. So that you feel how your right arm, your right fingertips, the back of your right hand slide along the floor, lengthening. Observe what happens through your right armpit and the right elbow. Does the elbow want to flatten or does it actually want to lift more towards the ceiling? Now again, play with the pace or the tempo of the movement. So you do some quicker movements fast, and then you slow it down, going so slow that you can feel each little vertebra moving, the connection all the way up through your spine, through your chest and your rib cage. In fact, with this lesson, the slower that you go, to the point that if somebody was looking at you, they may not even notice that you're moving. But going at that level of slowness allows that much more sensation or perception of sensation, clarity. At what moment do you feel the arm begin to lengthen? That's it. Now begin to have your head and your eyes follow the movement. So again, you look for the relationship of the rolling of the head as you press your left foot into the floor, looking up towards your right hand and the right fingertips. Good. Come back to the center and pause and rest for a moment. And now bend both knees and bring both arms above you. And now in this position, you're going to press with both feet into the floor, just pressing up so to feel both arms lengthening. However, you don't lift your pelvis. So there's no lifting of the pelvis. Find a way to push through the feet to feel the spine lengthen. That's it. Upwards. And for the arms to lengthen without having to really lift. That's it. So you push and feel the lengthen, and then feel the return. How you return back to neutral. Again, you're not lifting the pelvis. You're just pressing enough with the feet into the floor that your spine is like a skewer that slides up and along the floor, and your arms lengthen. And let it go and rest again on your back. And now please roll over onto your stomach. You're going to lie on your stomach with both arms elongated and your feet in a runner's position. Yep, so your toes are curled under. So lengthen your arms above you. Place your right ear on the floor. Both arms long above you. Right ear on the floor. And what we call the runner's position is with your toes tucked under. It allows you to push. So curl your toes under. Kind of almost like walk your toes up close towards your knees enough that you can get a really good, steady position to push. And now just with the right foot, begin to push through the right toes. That's it. Feeling the length up to the left arm. And now turn your face to the other side so your left ear is down on the floor. And that should make it clearer and easier to feel the area under the left armpit, the left side of the chest. And whenever you feel like you start slipping with the right foot, you walk the toes up again. You just kind of walk them up a little higher so you get a real good push. But again, have the left ear down. Because with the left ear down on the floor is when you will connect to the left side of the chest, feeling the left arm elongate. So it's a diagonal. Again, just like what we did on the back. You're going from the right foot to the left arm. So you push and let it go. And again, play with the different pacing, the tempo. You can do some very quick oscillatory movements. And then try a very short, long push. A slow push, that's it. Feel what happens with the left side of your neck. The ability for that area to also elongate. Again, if the toes start to kind of slip, you walk them up again so that you really can push. And when you push, you also feel and sense how the right knee lifts away from the floor. Very nice. And let it go. Please roll onto your back and rest. Hello? Is this Luann? It's me, yeah. Yeah, but I can't talk. I'm in the middle of a class. Mm-mm. 663-1097. Please roll over onto your stomach again. And this time, turn your face so that your right ear is down on the floor. Your arms are elongated. Both of your feet are in that position that we call a runner's position. Your toes tucked under. And you're going to begin to push this time with your left foot. So even though both feet are in the runner's position, you're just pressing through the left foot. Again, walk the toes up if you need to, so you've got a very strong grip to push. And you're looking and feeling for the connection diagonally all the way up to your right arm, the right side of your chest and rib cage, underneath the right armpit. And again, change the tempo for yourself so you can do some very quick, fast oscillation movements. And then you can slow the movement down and do a very exaggerated, long push. What happens with the right side of your throat and your neck? Again, looking for how the clavicle and the area underneath your right armpit flattens and lengthens. Observe how you're breathing. And have you noticed, is there a difference between each diagonal? And if you're not sure, pause for a moment. You can change your head to place your left ear down and then go back to pushing through your right foot. Again, curl those toes under so that you have a really good grip to push, that your foot's not sliding away. And how is it now that the right leg and right foot connects to the left arm? Pause for another moment and turn your head once again to place the right ear down. Curl those left toes under. Push again through the left foot. And again, which now diagonal feels clearer and why? Is it something about the leg, the connection of your leg through your pelvis, through your spine? Or is it something that has to do up in the neck region, the armpit region? Let it go and please roll over onto your back again. How is your contact now with the floor? Please roll over onto your stomach again. This time you'll have the arms lengthened and place your forehead on the floor. Tuck both of your toes underneath on each foot so that now both feet, you want to get a real good grip with both feet. So again, if you need to walk the toes up so that you can really push through both feet, both arms are elongated, and again, you're on your forehead so that as you push, start slowly. Instead of doing oscillatory movements, start very slow. So as you push, you first feel the knees lift, and as the arms lengthen, you lift your head to look at the wall in front of you. So you look for the moment that you feel the connection through the lower back to lift the head. So you really shouldn't be lifting the head until your knees lift and you feel the tail lifting and the arch in the lower back, because it's the lower back muscles that tighten that allow the head to lift. The belly sinks into the floor and the arms elongate. How close can the area underneath your armpits become to the floor? Can that area start to flatten out? Could you imagine that at some point in time that area underneath where your armpit is could actually rest onto the floor as you do this? What would have to change in your organization with your arms, in the shoulder girdle area, with the clavicles, the sternum, and the rib cage, so that the armpits could flatten out? Very nice. Now again, play for a little longer with the pace, the tempo. Again, walk your toes up if they start to slip away, oscillating faster, quicker. And let it go and roll over onto your back and rest. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your left leg bent behind you and your right leg bent in front of you. There you go. Lean slightly on your right arm and bring your left arm straight up towards the ceiling. And look for a place where your left arm feels connected to your spine. Okay? And now begin to lengthen your left arm up towards the ceiling as if you were reaching for a rope, something that would pull you up. So you really don't need to put too much weight onto your right arm because you're lengthening up and you want to bring the weight up and forward. So you start to come onto your knees. And you want equal weight and pressure on both knees. So, Valentina, think if you were really grabbing onto a rope and a rope was pulling you up, feel it all the way and then come onto your knees. How do you come onto your knees? How do you lift your pelvis in the air? Come onto you. Yeah, come. There you go. But think up, not just forward. Think more there. You can keep your hand over there. Use your right hand to start with and then find a way to not do it. Come all the way onto the knees. All the way. Up, up, up. Just come up there. Just go all the way and then you'll know where to be. Up. You're not on the knees. All the way. Up. Now that's on the knees. Now that's it. Bring the knees a little closer. There. Go slow. Slow. Okay. But you're looking down at the ground. There. That's not going to help you to reach for the cable above you. Now go slower. What's the hurry? Go slow enough that you feel the length in your spine. And once your spine connects to your pelvis lifts away from the floor. That's it. But you still have to hang on to the rope when you go back down. See, now hold on. That's it. So your pelvis lowers first. Good. That's it. That's better. Okay, rest on your back. Roll to your side and come back up to sitting. But this time, your left leg is bent in front and the right leg is bent behind. So you slightly lean on your left arm to begin with. And you bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. And again, use your imagination. Imagine that you're grabbing for a rope or a cable. Let's say that you were grabbing for a rope that was hooked onto something that would lift you up into the sky. So you feel that the arm can only lengthen so much into the socket. And eventually it connects to the ribs and your spine. And then your spine connects to your pelvis. And your pelvis, as it lifts, brings you onto your knees. And you lower back down in the same fashion. Slowly. So you're still holding on. If you were really holding on to a rope and you were being lowered back down to the ground, you would not lessen the pull in your arm. Out of self-preservation, you would keep a very strong grip until your pelvis and feet touched. Even stronger, Valentina. Don't let the elbow. So pull. Come up. Pull, pull, pull. Now keep pulling. Pull. Now keep that pull and let your pelvis go down. Don't let it go in the arm. Let the pelvis hang without letting it go in the arm. That's the idea. Better. For those of you that feel tired with your arm up, you can pause and then come back to it. Much better. Think of your arm. That's it. Your arm connects to your spine. That's it, Falk. Think a little more up and behind you. That's it. To get your chest and your spine. and see if, is there any way you can bring weight over, that's it, to that hip, and just come on to that knee. I know. Don't think about that leg. That's it. I keep on telling you, forget about your knee. You don't have knees. We're going to cut off that knee. You just think about your pelvis. You're letting that drive the rest of you. You can't do that. That's it. Up, up, up more, and bring all the weight onto that other pelvis, and then onto the other knee, onto your left knee. That's it. Good. Now let's do this for a sec. Pause and bring yourself up onto the knee. So just find a way to come up on your knee. There you go. Good. Good. Now, do it from that place. Okay? And if you want to, you can just sit back. Okay? Slow. Because as soon as your elbow bends, you let go. So come back up. Start up. Don't start down. Just come up quickly. Now go slow. Don't let go of the rope. You're holding a rope. Do not let go of the rope through your arm. Your pelvis lowers, but your arm does not break. Do you understand the difference? Because the difference is what happens in your neck. If you continue to hold like this, and that's what you would do, your pelvis sinks. But you don't need to break here. All that does is tighten here. That has nothing to do with lowering the pelvis down. So grip the rope. Imagine you got a rope. And lower the pelvis down, holding on to the rope. Feel how different that is in your spine, and it frees up the neck and the shoulders. Hold the rope. And keep the elbow locked. There. Lock, lock, lock. Really make a fist. Grip a rope. Imagine you're holding it for dear life. You're hanging out of a helicopter. They're rescuing you from a boat in the ocean. And you're dangling 100 feet in the air. You're not going to bend the elbow. Because you'll fall. You'll lose all your power. Better. Better? Falk already fell into the ocean. He's now drowning. Try it again. Change to the other arm. Whew. Good. Now stay up there. That's it. Now really hold on. That's it. And let the pelvis dangle. Nothing happens in the shoulders or the neck. That's better. Good. Much better. Excellent. You feel the difference? Now, do it the other way. Bend the elbow and feel how miserable it is. Go ahead and reach, but then as you're coming down, bend the elbow. And feel what that does in your arm. You lose the connection in your spine. You start to work all of this. So then you can't connect to your pelvis. There you go. Okay, everybody rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bring your arms above you again. Bend your right knee as we did in the very beginning to bring it up to standing. And this time, as you're going to press through your right foot, at the same time, you're going to use your right arm to grab your left wrist to help assist the left arm to lengthen. So you use, you can grab anywhere along the forearm. So that you get the feeling that as you press the right foot into the floor, that's it, Valentina, the left arm really elongates. And can you sense and feel the elongation both on your backside as well as your front side? So that means that the scapula you feel, the armpit area, the clavicle, the chest, all opening up. on the left side. Again, it's the diagonal from the right foot to the left arm. Good. Do a few more quickly oscillatory types of movements. There. How much rolling do you do compared to lengthening? So when you increase the speed, that will show you, do you actually rotate more or lengthen? So many of you are rotating more than you are lengthening. So see if you can change that. See if you can have more pure lengthening and a smaller amount of rotating. That's better. It's like what you just experienced on the knees. There was very little rotation, right, to lengthen? Much better. Good. And pause and rest again on your back. Bend your left knee now. Bring your left foot to standing. Bring the arms above you. And this time you will use the left hand to get a hold of the right wrist or the right forearm, wherever it's comfortable for you, to support the idea of the right arm lengthening. And you begin by pressing the left foot into the floor and feeling the elongation. That's it. And again, there's a slight amount of rotation, but you're really more lengthening than rotating. Feel how the ribs on the right side, all the way up through the armpit and scapula area, widen, they spread apart. And once again, rest on your back. One more time, roll over onto your stomach. Lengthen both arms up above you. Tuck your toes under with both feet in the runner's position. Again, that means your toes are curled under. Place your left ear down on the floor to start with. And start with the right toes and push through the right toes and the right foot. Keep both feet, though, tucked under. Even though you just push with the right foot, both feet are tucked under. And just that's it. And now feel the amount of lengthening through the left arm. Again, the left side of the neck and chest. Do you feel like the space underneath the left armpit has gotten flatter, almost to the point that you could have your armpit rest on the floor? Pause for a moment and turn your head so that the right ear is resting on the floor. And now thinking of the right arm elongating, start to press through the left toes, the left foot. Again, looking for that's nice. How can you get the area of the armpit to come on the floor? So you can actually rotate a little bit more if you want to have the experience of the armpit area resting on the floor. It's such a wonderful sensation to feel the chest and the clavicle be able to open like that. And now just pause for a moment. Rest on your stomach. You can rest with your forehead or either side of your face turned, whichever is the most comfortable for you. Now bring your forehead onto the floor. Tuck the toes under with both feet and lengthening both arms by pushing through both toes. So again, if you need to walk the toes up quite a bit so that you really have a good grip to lift and push. And again, the knees lift up, and as soon as you feel the movement in the lower back, you lift your head to look at the wall in front of you. And you feel how the area underneath the armpits flattens and comes closer to the floor, how the chest and the sternum and the ribs can be soft. Now do the movement a little quicker, more like an oscillatory movement, just back and forth as quick as you can. That's it. Super. Okay, and roll again onto your back to rest. Now, for the last time, bend both knees, bring both feet to standing, and you're going to bring your hands behind your head and actually grab a hold of your hair, the lowest place where you have hair connected to your scalp, your skin. So actually grab the hair, and you're going to pull on the hair as you feel you push through the feet. No, you don't lift. Okay, so you're thinking of lengthening along the floor. So you first push through your feet. There's no lifting of the pelvis, just pushing. And as you push, you feel that you pull through your head. Your chin will slightly tilt down, but there's no lifting of the head. You're just, that's it, Valentina. You pull, it's like you pull the back of the scalp at the same time that you feel the pushing through the feet. There's a timing here. So you push through the feet, through the pelvis, up the spine, and then you feel a moment to pull the hair. And your chin will just bend down towards your sternum. But you do not need to lift the head. So you really think of pulling up as if you were going to pull your head off towards the back of the room. So you feel complete length in your spine from your tailbone up through your skull. Good. Let it go and rest on your back. Notice how you're making contact now with the floor. How are your shoulder blades resting on the floor? How are you sensing your back, your spine, your pelvis, and your legs? What feels different since the beginning of the lesson? Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Notice how that feels. And then when you're ready, you can roll to your side and come up to standing. And really observe your sense of length now in your standing posture. So first stand and just feel standing. Feel the connection through your feet, your heels, all the way up to the base of your neck and the top of your head. And then begin to walk around. And do you even get a feeling in walking that you continue to lengthen? Good. Okay. See you guys next week.